So one other issue we want to just sort of mention in these younger patients in terms of the use of maintenance lenalidomide, and Raphael, maybe you can comment on this, because there is the thinking that perhaps using longer term lenalidomide might increase the chance of a second cancer. We know myeloma patients seem to have a high incidence of that to start with. On the other hand, by continuing myeloma treatment, you see less progression from myeloma and actually less deaths.
Sure.
What's the thinking right now about this strategy?
Well, I think the sort of emotional flare that came up when this was first reported has been quenched a little bit because people are still concerned, but it seems like the numbers far outweigh in the way of benefit versus risk. So we do discuss this with our patients. I do every time we start it, but with a very important description that in general, the benefits because of the control over disease, and so far what we have as indicators for survival favor the use of the drug versus not. Now, there's a lot of issues, I guess, beyond the scope of what we're doing today of, you know, how do you capture the data, the follow-up duration, the surveillance methods, et cetera, but it's something that should be discussed with patients.
Can I make a comment, Dr. Love? I think it's important to remember, I actually had a patient in clinic this week, and I said to her, you know, we still don't know if it's the right idea to keep you on lenalidomide. She had been on it since 2005, lenalidomide and dexamethasone. She's now 53, and she says, you know, Beth, I have seen 3 grandbabies born, 2 of my kids graduated college and got married. I don't care. I will keep up on my health screening, but she's staying on the drug. I don't change my plan of care. I keep patients on it. I know that it's, like Dr. Fonseca mentioned, I know that it is an emotional flare for some, but we're still improving their progression-free survival.
So, Kenna, that phenomenon of people wanting to stay on treatment, mm-hmm.